Okay. This is the Governance Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. This is July 20th, 1917 at 8:40 Eastern Time. And I'm the Aki Tanaka, the secretary. I'm going to take the roll. Okay, so Ken Aaron?
Here.
Okay, Aaron is here. Rona Arias? Rona is not on. Ahmad Anderson? Ahmad is not on. Elaine Duncan?
Here.
Duncan is here. Anthony Fest?
Here.
Fest is here. Rhonda Garner? And Rhonda is not on. William Kielhagen?
Present.
Kielhagen is present. Ken Lofer? Okay, I don't see Ken Lofer. Barbara Marbeck?
I can go get him to come to me on the call if you give me 1 minute.
Okay.
Just register me as I'm present. I'll go get her. She's here.
Sure, okay.
Bye.
Okay. P.K. McCary.
Here.
Okay, P.K. is here. Michael Ochoa.
Here.
Michael is here. Mansoor said he's here. Aki Tanaka is here. Mosquito Washington.
Present.
Okay, Mosquito is present. Donald Williams. Don.
Present. Present.
Okay, Don is here. All right. So we have ten at the moment, more than I could have that up in a minute.
Okay.
So let's wait till Monsoon gets back here. Oh, summer is almost half over. Goodness.
Okay, she's not feeling well to attend the meeting.
Okay, that's okay. We have 10 people. Go ahead. Go ahead with the meeting then. Go ahead, Mansoor. We can just follow the agenda. Let's see. Okay, the first from the timekeepers. Okay, I'll do the item timekeeping. Anybody want to do speaker? They don't have?
I'll do it.
Okay, who's that?
It's Elaine. It's Elaine, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Elaine, okay, very good.
Okay,
so then we'll do the item.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And I didn't see any absences, so let's go with the agenda approval. Did anybody look at the agenda and any additions or corrections to that?
Aki?
Michael, request for information.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, Mike. It's hey, Michael with a request for information.
Hey, Mansoor.
Yes.
Mansoor, are you back on? Yeah, you want to take over?
I am back on, yes. I was going to say that.
So,
my,
anyway, Michael has a question, so.
Sure. Bear with me, Michael, for 1 second, please. Barbara Myback has asked for excused absence, so I don't know if that's...
Okay. Okay. I'll note that down.
Yeah. Okay. Michael, please go ahead with your question.
I wanted to ask if the agenda was made by the chair, and I wanted to ask if the proposed agenda could be sent out earlier than the day of the meeting so that we could have, you know, we could, you guys could get some feedback from us before the meeting starts.
Sure. Are you okay if I answer that question, Mr. Secretary, or you want to do it?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I did send it out last night. Duty date, so I do apologize. It was past New York, obviously, it was past midnight. So I'll try to do earlier. Yeah, it is my fault for doing that. And I was the one who set the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I was going to say the agenda is made up by the body, so as we go through what we need to do, we'll make up the agenda for next meeting. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Approving the agenda, anybody objects or wants to add to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, approve agenda. And then we're going to go to minutes approval from 6/20/17. We have 5 minutes to this. And do we have any objections to approving the agenda?
And minutes. The minutes.
Yeah. The minute approval from June 20th. Okay, hearing none, thank you very much. Next item is set time for next meeting. A month from now, is that okay? Or do we want it? Should we meet a little bit more frequently since we're dealing with the bylaws now? Does anybody object to meet 2 weeks from now?
What date is that?
Let me get my calendar.
It's August 1st.
Does August 1st interest anybody to meet?
Yeah, William, what's your point of information?
Hey, Mansoor.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Ken.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Sorry, I came late.
It looks like Mansoor dropped off a little bit, William. What was the information you wanted to inquire about?
William Hairwagon here. Is the are we discussing the next meeting date now still?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any particular reason we need to meet sooner than normally 4 weeks or, 4 or 5 weeks or whatever it is in the next month?
Well, I think I think that the reason why that Mansoor was moderating that is that there's a lot of interest among the people in the network about the dysfunction of the current bylaws, and if you are to tackle that this year, then the earlier that people start discussing and bringing up ideas, that there's a better chance that we can have it approved by end of the year, which is when we'd like to do it. So I think that's the reason why we want to maybe have more meetings than a monthly one.
Okay. William, again, follow up. Have we set a calendar for bylaw amendments? I don't recall anybody doing that. I don't even know what committee does that. Has that been set yet?
My apologies. My phone got disconnected, so I am back.
Okay. So we're still talking about, you know, your proposal for the 2 weeks so that we can work on the bylaws. And William just simply voiced the opinion that, you know, who does the bylaws and why we need to meet so often, kind of a question. So you can take over from that.
Sure. Do you want me to answer? Or?
Well, maybe William can, you know, repeat what he just said.
Oh, yeah, please, William.
Okay, William Hairwagon, the last question. Well, I first said, asked why we need to meet so soon, and Aki's answer was bylaw amendments. And so then my follow-up question is, has anybody set a calendar for bylaw amendments? Because that takes quite a lot of time to get the whole process done.
Yeah. So I think just because we are on the governance committee, I think we sort of like assigned to deal with the bylaws, and everybody who's serving on LSB and PNB management, you name them, they all are talking about the bylaws need to be amended.
Hey, baby, you're popping nada. You want something?
Okay, Ken, mute your phone. Ken?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
No worries. Okay, so that's the urgency that we are facing. That's why. And I don't think so. I am capable of rewriting anything, but from my experience and your experience, we can actually recommend for, I think we have a lawyer, Pacifica has a lawyer who's willing to help us, and his specialty is bylaws. So that's why, and the urgency is, it's impeding us, the existing bylaws impeding us from accomplishing the goals that we have. In order to do the goals that we need to accomplish, it's general agreement from all levels within Pacifica that the bylaws need to be rewritten, and I would like to take that task in our committee and deal with it. And so that's why I'm asking if we can meet 2 weeks from now to just specifically go on that, or we can meet a Saturday or Sunday morning, and it's a little bit freer to spend maybe 2 hours.
Can I speak to that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday are definitely out for me.
Okay.
But I would like to, it seems like, I know this is governance, but it seems like we need more of a process than coming to a meeting and discussing and passing bylaws. It's got to be more of a process. It just can't be up to the governance committee. Is that right? There it goes, the governance committee discusses, makes recommendations to the full PNB. Is that correct?
That's very correct. We're not going to make the decision. We're just going to recommend.
PNB would then vote on a final. And that, let me ask you this: would it receive more? Would it be passed along to other people? Like, would it be passed around to others, other committees, other staff, et cetera, before the PNB finalizes? Because
let's just do one thing first. May I?
Yeah.
Let's just do one thing first, and that is, if we can agree to actually meet the first, have a meeting in about 2 weeks or so on this, and then we'll bring it up to PNB attention second, and then whatever PNB decides that wants to do, then, you know, we can participate in that.
And Aki to the stack, please. Aki to the stack, please, also.
Sure.
Speak into the stack, please.
Who's the second person, please? Is that Elaine?
No, it's PK. PK.
Okay. All right, Aki, PK, please. Yeah.
Yeah. The current bylaws do have a process by which amendments are adopted. The governance committee is responsible for coming up with all of the recommendations. And then I think that it's probably a wise thing for the people in the governance committee to contact all the people in LSD and other PND members just to discuss what ideas are workable. And then once the committee recommends the amendments, then there's a whole process where entire, you know, PNB and every single LSB has to weigh in on those amendments. So that's the way the process works.
Thank you, Aki. PK?
Yeah, William Hairwagon for the stack.
Sure.
I always really dislike this thing that says urgency, because sometimes what it seems like is agendas are of certain groups or factions. But one of the things that I would really, really like, this system of communication.
Speak louder, please. Are you okay?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
Yes.
Thank you.
This communication system is unfair. But more than that, with looking at documents, we really need to use the whole of Maestro. This going back and forth in emails is not efficient, and it puts us at risk of not understanding things. And I think that the governance, and especially when we're talking about legalities, and knowing that some of the things that some people want are contrary to what other people feel that the board and whether or not it's the national board or local boards, including getting rid of it, will not have a chance to have a fair voice. And I really would like us to use the complete platform of Maestro. We can put the document up. We can look at things clearly. Now, it won't be everybody who can, but there is a way to make that work. Can we really talk about this before we start working on governance? Communication is very important, and it has been happening.
Absolutely. Ken, mute your phone, please. All right.
Yeah, this is Ken. I want to be on the stack, that's all.
Sure, I got you.
Ken on the stack, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then was it Mike? Michael?
Hello. William Hairwagon for the stack.
William, I'm sorry, Bill. Yes, William. Yes, please. You are next.
Well, before I discuss my item, is there going to be a discussion of what PK just mentioned? Or does she have to put that on the agenda or something?
No, we're discussing what we're going to do, so it's fine.
Okay.
I'm taking notes.
Okay. The actual methods for proposing bylaw amendments include a certain number of directors can do it, or a certain number of LSBs can jointly do it. It's not that the governance committee creates amendments. We can discuss amendments, but we have no real official role in creating the amendments. They have to be proposed, as I said, by the six directors. I didn't say that, but it is six directors, and it's some number of LSBs. I don't know if it's two or three have to jointly propose an amendment, or some percentage, maybe it's a majority of all the members of Pacifica, not just board members. So discussing it in the governance committee is nice, but that doesn't officially get anything done. And 1 year we had a big problem with people not understanding that and thinking that because the governance committee suggested it, they were approved and going to be voted on. That's not the way it works. Thank you.
That's correct. Yes, I wholeheartedly. Ken, go ahead, please.
Okay, now I'm off mute. You can hear me. I'm here. Who was that last speaker? Hello? Who was the last person speaking?
That was William Hillary.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Mr. Bearwagon is correct. It would be pointless to have a committee. Somebody comes up with the bylaws, it's got to be endorsed by six P&B directors. Whatever the procedure is, it's all found in the bylaws. It doesn't come out of the, it isn't originated out of the governance committee. But why are we discussing this? What we want to do now is approve agenda. So I call the orders of the day. Let's get the agenda approved and not get into discussion about, you know, the items about this.
My apologies, folks. My phone is acting up. Ken, hold on a second, please. My apologies, folks. My phone is acting up and disconnecting me. So, Ken, do you mind to start over a little bit briefer so I can hear you? Please.
Mansoor, your phone is connected. We all hear you. I'm calling the orders of the day. Let's get the agenda approved. When we get to a subject, we can discuss it instead of discussing it like, you know, a promotional piece on the radio.
We did approve the agenda and we did approve the minutes.
Oh, okay. Then why are we already at the point of discussing the bylaws?
We are setting up the time for next meeting. That's where we at.
Okay, so how did we get into discussing the bylaws? I'm sorry for getting into the discussion. I just wanted to go by the agenda, that's all.
Yes, we are. Okay, we went over time with this setting time for next meeting. The idea behind it was because everybody within Pacifica would like to see a change, an amendment to the bylaws. And we're facing a lot of difficulties.
Point of order. Mansoor, could we follow the agenda? What's the next thing on the agenda?
We're setting up the time for next meeting.
Let's do that.
And so I was asking for the next meeting if we can meet August 1st. That was my idea, because we're dealing with amendment to the bylaws. A lot of work's been done on this already, and I wanted to find out if we can meet August 1st, 2 weeks from now, to just deal with some of the ideas that have been put forth. So I'm not off the
topic. I have a point. I understand. Point of information. Have bylaw amendments been submitted to you already?
You have received the same stuff that I have. Wait a minute, Ken. Just to refresh your memory. About 2-3 months ago, we were discussing that what are some of the ideas that we want to see changes in the bylaws, and people have submitted some of their ideas, so I'm pretty sure Aki has sent it to you as well. So anyways, back to the topic of setting time for next meeting. Does anybody wants to meet August 1st or not, or you want to just meet once a month?
Don Williams to the stack. I cannot meet August the 1st, but I don't object if you people go ahead and meet.
Okay.
So I have
no
problem with that, but I cannot meet August the 1st. But that does not stop the ship.
Sure.
Well,
I can always communicate via email. All right.
Right. For August the 1st.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks later. Bear with me for 1 second, please. I will not be here third week of August. I don't believe I'm going to be here, but I don't know. Yes, William.
Yeah, I propose August 15th for the next meeting.
Okay, August 15th for next meeting. Anybody objects to that? Same time? Okay, August 15th, it is the next meeting. All right. Motion, next item, 15 minutes. We're going to talk about the network identification. This is a topic that Ken brought up, and the body took it up to look over it and discuss it. And I think we came up with some sort of an understanding to, it's supposed to be a very simplified version of what Ken recommended. Anybody would like to discuss, talk about this topic?
Anthony here for the stack.
Yes, please, Anthony. You are.
You know, it's funny. It's usually the rival faction at my station, KPFA, that likes to raise the word micromanaging. But I fear that may be what's going on with this. And the other thing is, however, you know, it's one thing for the for an LSB or a PMD to pass a motion, but to actually get the management to follow it, that's a whole other thing. So I guess I'm a little underwhelmed by this motion.
I think the gist of it is to say you are listening to KPFA or KPFK of Pacifica Radio Network. That's all it is. And it needs to be like mentioned, let's say, four times a day. And the whole purpose of this motion deals with having a sense of national foundation identity. There's no nothing else. That's my understanding.
Excellent.
I'm sorry?
Mark, you lost the stat, please.
Sure, please, Mark.
Yeah, it seems like it's almost the same. The draft is almost the same as it was last time. And when it says you're listening to Pacifica, the voice of the people and the waves on the shore background sound, I mean, that's, to me, that will not work at WPFW. I don't know about the rest of your space, but that will not work. So I don't know if that is optional or what. But I think that we need to be able to be a little more creative at each station. It's okay if you want to say that it should be at 8, 11, 4, 7, 12. That's, you know, I mean, that's okay. But to kind of give you the script, to give everybody the same script, I think is kind of not good. So
that's fine.
I don't
care. Ken to the sack.
Okay. Thank you, Maskila. Yes, Ken.
Okay. I think if you read the motion carefully, there is no difference between the motion. I've been busy. I haven't submitted any changes, and I guess nobody else has. But read the motion carefully. It says that the station should be creative in creating the identification so that it's not an annoyance. Doesn't it say that? Oh, no, I'm talking something else. I take it back. I agree with you. It's not, this is just a suggestion of what to do. We can have a contest for what we want as a national audiophile or whatever. It could be different times of the day. So if the body wants to cut it down, cut it down, or make it very clear that it's not mandatory to be in any format, just that it has to identify the network. And it is proper to have the station report to the national office in compliance so that we can have a national office managing the stations. This is not just a ragtag group of people. It's a network. So it's okay to have to compel the general manager and the program director to be responsible for doing some specific things like network identification. But if you want to make it very clear that nothing is mandatory, that's fine. Just change it. Make a suggestion.
Oh, thank you. All right. So I'll put myself on the... Yes, Mark.
Again, please.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
We should say this is just a suggestion and not make it seem as though this is mandatory, okay? This is a suggestion of what we can do. We should state that and not make it look like everybody has got to do that. And that's the way it looks right now.
Can do the stack?
Hold on. I'm up next, if you don't mind, please. Okay, Maskila, there are two parts to this motion. One is we want the stations to identify as the station as part of Pacifica Radio Network. That's the part that has to happen. But the creative part of it, it depends on the station. That's all it is. We need the reason behind all this is we don't have any national identity. When you say NPR, everybody knows it. When you say PBS, even if people don't watch PBS,
hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Mosquito.
Yeah, I didn't hear you for a minute. And can I get back on the stack?
Well, yes. Mansoor, we're not getting your voice, Mansoor.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
I can hear you. It's just Ken. I can hear you. Mansoor.
Yeah, Maskira, why don't you speak since Mansoor seems to have dropped out?
Oh, okay.
She's not next on the stack, though.
Okay.
She's already spoken.
Okay, Ken is on the stack, I guess. Oh, Mansoor,
yes,
you're back. Okay, go ahead.
I think I'm having a phone problem here. So
yes, you are.
It just came.
Okay,
yes. Sorry. Yes, Ken.
No, you
I just want to say that. The best I recommend that the best way to proceed in handling any business is when there's a motion, that's one way, make a motion, don't talk about it, just propose a motion. And then when you want to change the motion, specify exactly what you want to delete or add or change. Don't say we should, or it's saying that we should do something then leads us to the next step. How do we do it? So it's much better if any members of this committee want to say, change sentence to, take out the word "the," put in the word "pickle." Just specify what change is requested.
Okay, thank you.
I agree with the change.
Is it my turn yet? This is Maskila.
Yes, Maskila.
Okay. I did say that. I said I said something to the effect, this is a suggestion. Yes, we want the station to say you are listening to, you know, WPFW, part of the Pacifica Radio Network. I no problem with that. I said that earlier. But and if you want it at the top of the hour five times a day, no problem. However, we need to make certain that people know the other part of it is a suggestion. You know, this is a suggestion. You are listening to this is a suggestion for each station. You are listening to Pacifica, the voice of that is a suggestion. Okay?
You are absolutely correct.
Each station can change the wording. Yeah.
You are correct on that. That's
Needs on the Shore does not have to be at every station.
Yeah. You are correct on that. That's my understanding as well. So, any further discussion on this?
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
Yes, William.
And then Anthony.
I don't see how this is a part of governance. This is like an operations thing. I don't know why we're discussing what's going to be on the air. That has nothing to do with how Pacifica governs itself.
No, it is part of the governance. We're trying to have a sense of national identity, and we don't have that one, and this is one way we're trying to bring that identity forward. So,
the identity of Pacifica has nothing to do with the way Pacifica runs itself. That's what governance is about. It's about bylaws. It's about following public laws, from whether they be national, local, state. It has nothing to do with what goes on the air. That's not in our area to consider what goes on in the air. That's somebody else, somebody of an operational nature. So I object to the whole idea. I mean, I think it's a great idea, but it's not, shouldn't come from the governance committee.
Sure, thank you. I hear you, and I have a different opinion than you do on this one. So, Anthony, you wanted to go next.
Yes, I have, in the interest of simplicity, I have a substitute.
Now, I have a gift card. Does this work here?
Yes.
Ken, mute your Ken, please. Sorry, Anthony.
That's all right. Anyway, and that would read as follows. Station IDs at each of the five stations should include the information that the station is part of the Pacifica network.
But that's what this one is all about, no? It just says you're listening to whatever part of the Pacifica radio network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm offering a substitute motion that's simpler and shorter. But nothing about what hour of the day, nor ocean sounds, nor anything.
You can send that. You can send that motion, substitute motion, and what's the word? I want to say object to them. Oh, I'm lost with words now. I disagree with that motion, but I challenge that motion. There we go. So now we have a substitute motion.
But we're not a court. We're a committee. So I'm just offering a substitute motion following Robert's rules.
Sure.
Who just said that? I don't know the voice. What's the name of the person?
That's Anthony speaking.
This is Michael. I second that substitute motion.
All right. Okay.
Mansoor?
Yes.
Mansoor, we're at the end of the time for this item, so we can take a vote on the substitute motion and any motion.
Sure.
Point of information, please repeat the substitute motion.
Okay, it reads, station identifications at each of the five stations should include the information that the station is part of the Pacifica network.
I cannot hear what was just stated. Perhaps the secretary can restate it.
Secretary Anthony, could you just read that story again?
Sure. It reads, it's one sentence, and it says, station identifications at each of the five stations should include the information that the station is part of the Pacifica network.
And you're leaving the rest of it at the time and all that, so.
Yeah, this is a substitute motion.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to take a vote on the substitute motion since it's been seconded. Okay. Hang on.
Yes.
Okay, Ken Allen is yes. Irene Duncan?
Yes.
Duncan is yes. Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Fest is yes. William Yerwigan?
I abstain.
Okay, William Yerwigan abstains. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Lawful is yes. Okay. P.K. McCary. P.K.?
Abstain.
Okay. P.K. abstains. Michael Ochoa?
Yes.
Okay. Michael Ochoa is yes. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor Sabah is no. Akio Tanaka is yes. Mosquito, Washington?
Abstain.
Mosquito abstains. Don Williams?
Yes.
Don is yes. Okay, so So I have 7 yes, 1 no, and 3 abstention, and the substitute motion passes.
All right.
Thank you very much. This is the technical. Now, do we have to vote on the substitute motion as the main motion? I forget.
Yes, that's becoming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just voting on the substitute motion as the main motion, so I'm just going to go around again. Ken Mellon?
Yes.
Okay. Ken Mellon, yes. Irene Duncan?
Yeah.
Irene Duncan, yes. Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Anthony Fest is yes. William Heerwagen?
No, it's not in our purview, even though I like the idea.
Okay, so no. Ken Loeffler?
Yes.
Okay, Ken Loeffler, yes. And then PK? PK McCary?
No.
Okay, PK is no. Michael Ochoa?
Yes.
Michael Ochoa is yes. Mansoor Sabah? Mansoor? I think Mansoor dropped out again. Okay, get back to him. Tanaka is yes. Mosquito Washington?
Abstain.
Okay, you say abstain. And Don? Don Williams?
No. No.
Okay. Don is no.
Mansoor is back.
Okay. So hang on a second. So Don is no. So you changed from yes to a no. And Mansoor?
Yes.
Sabah, how do you?
Yes.
Okay, Mansoor
yes.
Now changed to yes. Okay. All right.
This is Ken. I just want to make sure my vote is correct. We're now voting on the substitute motion, right?
We're voting on the substitute motion as the main motion. Yeah, right.
Oh, did you do this?
Yes, I did.
What's the count, Mr. Secretary?
Let me look at it. Hang on a minute. I'm sorry. I'm sort of... So now I have still 7 yes, 3 no now, and 1 abstention. So the main motion passes.
Aki?
Yes,
Is it possible for you to chair to, because I want to change my phone. I think it's like every 8-9 minutes, my phone is dropping. So, we're going to go to the next discussion.
Okay,
I need thank you. I need a chance to change my phone.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. I'll call back in a minute. All right, thanks.
All right. So we're now on the number 6, the last item on the agenda for today, which is basically discussion of the bylaw changes. And I just want to motivate it because I'm the one who sent that information. All of the factors that people talk about the process is all correct. But the governance committee is charged with reviewing the foundation bylaws and policies and then recommend changes because of the fact the governance committee is charged with being the bylaws. So that is the basic motivation for starting a discussion, especially this year. There's many, many voices around the network who complain about the bylaws as it currently stands. So I think it would be fruitful for our committee to really study all of the options and recommendations that have been submitted, and we can actually, my desire is that everybody actually go and solicit information and recommendations from members in your, you know, station and PNB, and really hash this out to see what works, because obviously the task is a very, very big one if you want to change from a dysfunctional to a functional one. So I think it requires a lot of thought and discussion. That's something that could be done in a meeting with a motion or something like that. I think it's something that will take several months of reflection and all that. So anyway, I only submitted as sort of a starting point that we should start the discussion going. Nothing to be decided on today or a month from now or anything like that, but it's something that we need consensus as we go down the line. So anyway, that's the way I open up this part of the meeting. So anybody, I'm ready for staff when anybody wants to say something.
This is Elaine. Can I be on the staff?
Sure, I understand. Okay. All right, Elaine. Go ahead.
Okay. I was looking at your email, Aki, that you had the summary of all of the proposals that have been presented to you or us. And
right.
We start with the first part and talk about the goals and then the current ones and go from what your list is to have an idea of what we're trying to do?
I think that would be a, you know, good beginning, you know. Like I said, there's nothing firm about this. I think everybody has some ideas about what to do, so I'm just giving a little structure to how the discussion might go. All right. So everybody is sort of back of words, I guess.
This is Michael.
I'm sorry. PK for the stack.
Who was that before?
Michael for the stack.
Okay, Michael. Okay. So, okay, Michael, go ahead.
And then Anthony.
Okay. Okay, Michael.
I thought it was me. After Michael.
Go ahead, Michael.
I looked over some of the comments from Bill and Jim Dingman and some of the others, and I just wanted to say that I think that the I feel that for various reasons the local station boards have been stifled, marginalized, whatever word you want to use, and then the people that want to get rid of the LSBs and have some sort of advisory board are now using that as an excuse. I feel the other way. I think the LSB should be strengthened. I can only speak for BAI, but we have a situation where our relationship with our management is strained, and frankly, our management doesn't need to worry about us too much. So I feel like the LSB should be enhanced so that the relationship is more of an equal relationship. And so I think that any reform of the structure should look to strengthen the LSB instead of getting rid of it. I also wanted to ask you, Aki, that there's nothing wrong with the governance committee making recommendations, but is it correct that that at least six directors actually have to start the ball rolling when it comes to a specific bylaw amendment?
Yeah, there is a mechanism. Yeah, there's a mechanism. Governance committee is just simply coming up with ideas, suggestions, but you're right, there's a mechanism down the line before the amendment goes in, you know, gets adopted. But I think the governance committee is a place where, since we are supposed to be looking at the bylaws, this is the place where the discussions should begin. But the actual formal process is, you know, in the bylaws also.
Okay, thank you.
PK? Okay, PK.
I'd like to second or ditto what Michael just said. And again, I'd like to know, what is the best way for us to have a discussion on how we're going to communicate in the future? It really troubles me, and it has for a while. And I haven't said this, and Aki knows it, not once, not twice, but I say it almost after every meeting. It is important to know who's on the call, as well as the material that's there, so that we can have it in front of us or the ability to get it easily. And Maestro can do that. So what will it take? Do I need to make a motion for this committee to meet as Maestro in its fullest for the next meeting? Because I will do that if that's the case, or we can find a consensus on how to get Maestro to work for all of us.
Mansoor would like to be on stack.
Okay. Anthony is next right now.
Bye next.
Anthony? Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll pass my turn on to the next person.
Okay. Mansoor?
I think we can use Google Docs to have everything right in front of us as we're talking and amending and all that. So that could easily be fixed that way. That's how we work with the other organizations as well. All right, thank you.
Okay.
May I respond to that?
Sure, PK. Go ahead.
It's not just a matter of Google Docs. It is the ability to just kind of have a transparency. I mean, I realize that conference calls are, have come a long way in the 21st century, and they're better than they've ever been before. And I think of people like my sister who works at NASA and the systems that they work with, United Religions Initiative. It is not just about seeing the documents. That was just one example. But I'd really like to use the fullness of my stuff.
Point of information, please.
Sure, Mansoor.
Okay, so what does Maestro provide us that this conference call and Google Doc does not?
The ability to see everything on the internet as well. I have been offering to show you the fullness of what Maestro can do, but it would allow folks to have a more full conversation with raised hands. You can do it and research it yourself, everyone, and see how much better it could be than it is right now.
So, Aki, to the sec here. PK? Can you show us what, as you said, maybe you have a time to show us what, maybe you can give us a demonstration of how that is done.
I could, but I'm not the administrator of this, so it's impossible for me to show you that way. But I can send maybe an email to give you some ideas, some screenshots. I've done that before, and nobody responds to it. But I'd just like to see us just move a little bit more. We're getting ready to talk about governance. People are saying things like getting rid of the LSV and, you know, at least you can see these things in the system. I'm a 21st century old lady. You know, I'm in my 60s, and most old people still are just using their phones. Smartphones, you can do it with that. I'm happy to do a demonstration at a different time. I'm going to come off to do it for all of the LSVs who make up the PMB to be able to see how it works without discussing anything, but just to see the performance of it. You know, we have done videos with it. It's an incredible electronics. And that way nobody can say anybody used them. I mean, right now we're having a problem, and I don't know what the problem is because I've had to get on 3 times now. I've just dropped. And I don't know why. Maybe my phone, it's not raining here, so it's not the weather. But I'm happy to do a demonstration that would take maybe about 15 minutes with maybe the maestro that I have at another time. I don't want to interrupt this meeting. I just want to have a fair system of communication that doesn't seemingly become punitive to those who disagree with one another. You can put it up in writing, and then you don't have to yell or scream or you know, demand to be heard or any of that stuff. We're not doing that right now, and that's only because we're not really discussing anything that offends anybody's sensibilities. But that's all I'm asking. That's all I've ever been asking for all of the committees. And maybe if we do it, especially with governance, where we're looking at documents, we're looking at words, besides just hearing them, and maybe not understanding always what somebody said, they can write it too, along with saying it. Like if they have a motion that they're changing and somebody can't hear it. I just do this. I'm on committees and on boards across the globe, and it works. It works in areas where internet is not even that good. So I'm just asking to do that, and I'm happy to work with you, Aki, and working together to look at it and to make it work for all of us and to start it with the governance, please.
Okay, PK. So that's a good idea. So I'll take you up on that, and that's an issue that could be addressed. And for now, though, the basic parameters of how to go forward with this particular item, you know, any suggestions or feedback that you have are all totally welcome, because like I say, it's a new thing. It's sort of like I don't have any clear answers. So any suggestions or any guidance, you know, that everybody has as to how to move this forward with all this content, I mean, it's going to be a very contentious and controversial issues involved with this. So that I think that realizing that, you know, we should be aware that these are just starting points, and there's no, you know, given objective. It's only talking points. Everybody should talk as much as they can so that in the end we have some consensus. Who's that?
Okay. May I break court protocol and just say one thing? Aki, if you and I can do it, maybe one of the things to do is that our next meeting we use it because you and I will work together and see if people like it and if it works.
Okay.
Let's try that, and then we can take this off the table and we do custom.
All right. So who is on the set? Ken? Anthony?
Anthony.
Okay. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I was just going to say, vis-a-vis these various ideas for bylaws amendments, people should take a look at, toward the end of the existing bylaws, Article 17, Part 3, an amendment, a bylaws amendment that would, what do you call it, materially and adversely affect the members' rights as to voting or transfer. An amendment of that nature has to be put to a vote of the membership. So there's an additional hurdle that it has to climb, and as is appropriate. Some people may not know, in this area, KQED, our main NPR station, had an elected board, and some years back they offered their members a bylaws amendment to eliminate the need for elections, and quite remarkably that passed, so they no longer have elected boards. I don't think we would want to go that way, but for someone who does want to do away with the elected boards, you have to get the membership to vote away their right to vote.
Right, yeah, of course. Okay.
I had to say.
Ken, were you on the set?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Okay.
Michael,
giving me the floor?
Michael for the stack. Michael for the stack, please.
Okay.
Oh, Mike. Okay. All right, Ken, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah. It's a little bit out of bounds to ask some of the new members here to get involved in an opinion about bylaw changes. I'd recommend, all I have is a recommendation, if you go to Pacifica.org, you can find the bylaws and read them, but it's overwhelming. But what Pacifica.org does have is an indexed version, because the bylaws cover specific topics. If you go to that and open it up and just find some topic you are interested in, then you can read that section. Because in order to evaluate what the change in the bylaws, I would assume it's logical that you know something about what the bylaws are to see what would be being changed. So that's my thing, is that people should try to get versed in the bylaws. It's a gargantuan task, but you could start by finding any topic in the indexed version that you are particularly interested in, whether it's conflict of interest or membership or delegates or officers, whatever the topic is, and read that bylaw. Start with that and then continue. In regards to what is required to pass a bylaws amendment, that's in the bylaws, and you can find out by reading it at Pacifica.org. That's all.
Okay. Michael, it's yours.
Yes, I am a new member, and I did read the bylaws, and it's actually not a bad structure. The problem is, I mean, there are some flaws, but it was designed for a larger organization, and we shrunk a little bit as an organization, and so we should probably think about that when we start looking at the bylaws again. A number of comments from Bill and the others about smaller boards, smaller at the national board and smaller at the LSD. I agree with that. You'll find outside experts will say about 12 members is good, and then once you get over 12, it starts to get a little complicated. So I'm not throwing out numbers right now, but we do need to shrink the national board and the LSD, and consider a way to bring in, for those boards to bring in outside experts, people in the media industry, television, radio, et cetera, who can bring the wealth of their experience to Pacifica. So that's just something to think about.
So, Mansoor, you want to keep on?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. You can carry on.
Okay, absolutely. Who's next, please? Anybody else would like to go? All right, so I think it's very,
and again, it's very important for us to meet a little bit more often, like twice a month, and there's no order to it, but if we can, maybe an hour or two on the weekends or somehow, because the magnitude of changing the bylaws or making recommendation or going over and coming up with new ideas, it's pretty deep. So it's not a light thing to come and change any bylaws or make recommendations. So I think more communication needs to happen, and I'm fine with all means of communication. Smoke signals will do fine with me as well. So. Okay, anybody else would like to make a comment? Where should we go from here? But we adjourn the meeting.
Okay. Ken, this is Ken.
Yes.
Can I be recognized? Where we should go from here is, I'd like to see the proposed, you're saying that people have been passing around proposed bylaws amendments, and but they were distributed to everybody on all the LSDs or just the BSDs?
Could I answer that? Yes, please.
Well, whoever has them, can we get them distributed as possible or printed or whatever status they have, distributed to the members of this committee?
Sure, hold on a second, Ken. Aki would like to answer you. Well, Ken, there's no amendment at all at the moment. All I did was way back in April, May, I sort of sent out a general bequest to pretty much everybody. If they have any ideas about any ideas of bylaw changes, to email. So the one that I have sent to you, the Alex Steinberg actually is the most comprehensive one that they sent. The other document is just a compilation of a bunch of people sending me ideas. So that's all the information that I gathered when I first sent out the request back in April or May. And so all the information I have, you have also right now. And then that's what I was saying, that I would hope that everybody would engage, other people in USB and PNB and come up with ideas that, if there are ideas that sounds good to, present it to us, bring it back to us, so we can incorporate that as sort of like a database of all of the, options that we could discuss.
Okay.
Thank you,
did you just send this, just point of information, did you just resend this out recently, just in this last day or two, or back in April?
No, you just sent it out again. Well, I put the request out, and I forget exactly what form I sent it out, because there's so many people that responded. But then the summary of what I received in April, May is what I sent out last night to the committee.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, if there's no more conversation about this, we can adjourn the meeting. I second my own motion.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Anybody objects to my declaration?
No.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
August 15th, right? Next meeting.
August 15th. Thank you.